This is The Conversation on HPR2. I'm Chris Vandercook.
I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Tom McDonald has a farm, and no doubt he's tired of all the jokes. But the director of social ventures at Kahumana Community in Waianae grows more than just organic food. He helps grow people. The community's social programs for homeless families and people with developmental disabilities and autism are run by the nonprofit Alternative Structures International, started in 1974. Sustainability and public policy may again be the trend, but the mission of the community remains the same. And Tom McDonald joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, what you do at the farm may seem trendy, you know, programmatically and certainly with where we seem to be with public policy these days, but really it's coming out of some very old traditions and European influences and certainly intentional communities that we saw in the 60s and in the 70s.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, it was that first group of people. It was a professor and a priest, and you have to be careful about what happens when you get a professor and a priest in the same room talking about creating a community. But indeed, they did, a professor and a priest, and they joined with a carpenter, a cook, and a farmer, and they moved their the social program that they were running in Makiki and Waikiki and bought through a loan this 14-acre farm in 1978 and moved their social program out here. And it was there. In fact, it was their observation that fundamental to the problems that they were observing in families that were experiencing homelessness or people with developmental disability and mental illness was their disconnection with the land. And they wanted to create a community that provided both community support and a place where people could get reconnected to a farm as part of their therapy.
Tom, maybe the difference with this community is that it came from people who were local. This wasn't some sort of movement that just arrived in Hawaii and people plunked down and thought, oh, this sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, that's right. It was a local boy who went to Chaminade, and he got together with his professor, Father Phil Farman. He's still here living on the community and a very active part of our programs. His family's from Maui. And he was influenced by some of the intentional communities on the mainland and in Europe, Findhorn in Scotland and other such communities that he had read about or visited. And he saw that as very connected to the issues that were happening then and now in Hawaii. And so he wanted to do something that was similar but uniquely kind of formed in the tradition, in the local traditions here.
The farm has certainly, you know, income producing aspects to it, but they're there in support of what the farm is really all about, it seems, and that's all of the social programs, particularly for homeless families. And interestingly enough, a family is, as you define it, is a family with children, and you got to have kids to get in. Is that true?
That's right. We're part of the continuity of care here in the state of Hawaii for homeless people, and our part of that continuity of care is specifically for homeless families with dependent children. And so we have a lot of single moms who are raising one or two or three kids on their own. We have families with kids. We have over 120 families and 500 people, so it's well over 300 keiki, and so it's a pretty lively place when all the kids come home from school.
I can imagine, and it stays that way for probably many hours afterward. But
yeah.
When you look at how this community has been developing over the last, you know, 35, 40 years,
right,
and where we are now, what we seem to be back to, I mean, it's almost a case of everything old is new again, isn't it, with the idea that somehow we have to connect our kids back to land?
It is, and, you know, the fact that there's more public awareness of that and public acceptance of it and support is a wonderful thing. You know, since Kahumana was founded 40 years ago, and when the people started thinking about this community about 50 years ago, the number of farms in America has gone from 6 million farms to 2 million farms. And so certainly over the life of this community, the problem has only gotten more acute. And I think you know, there are lots of wonderful trends here in Hawaii, especially with other nonprofits and with schools and trying to connect people, you you know, back to farming, back to the food they eat, back to the land. We should be able to grow everything that we eat in Hawaii.
Do these other organizations that are now sort of coming to this, I don't want to call them Johnny-come-latelys, because whoever does it, you know, and helps kids to understand where food comes from and let them feel dirt in their hands is probably a very good thing. But when they look at you, are you actively giving them advice how to do it and how to do it well, since you have four decades worth of experience?
Well, you know, all nonprofits, just like all companies, experience cycles of growth. And we were very focused for a long time as a relatively small facility caring for people with mental illness and developmental disability and autism. And as the homelessness problem became more acute in the in the early part of this century, we focused the attention of the nonprofit to address the homeless issues. And so, you know, we are constantly reinventing ourselves. I think we are a good resource for people who want to get into the nonprofit realm and try to connect their social programs to farming programs. It's not always a simple thing to do. You know, people who are addressing people and families who are addressing issues of homelessness, who have come across hard times financially, whose primary objective is to become self-sufficient, to get a job, to bring in that income, to bring in that $1,000, $1,200 a month, it's a challenge to get them to want to spend time growing their own food. And so I think, you know, we as a nonprofit community are learning from each other. And
Tom, I want to ask you about that issue of self-sufficiency, though, because you seem to model that for them in the way the farm runs, the way that you have your income structured so that some of it comes from state and federal funding, maybe a third of it.
Right.
And the other two-thirds come from the fees that families pay to be involved with those programs. They're not getting this stuff for free. And also all the other things that you have in support of the farm, obviously the produce and the cafe that's there, the retreat that you rent out, other things that you do to bring in income.
Yes, yes, indeed. You know, only state and federal grants only pay for one-third of our total operating costs, and the other two-thirds have to come from the participants themselves. You know, the people in our programs contribute to the costs of their transitional program.
Right, which means to say that they're saying that you've got to be actively responsible for that and not simply just on the receiving end, which seems, again, to be the model of the farm. We wish you all the best with this, and thanks very much for what you've been doing out there. We'll look forward to hearing more from your programs as they develop in future.
Thank you so much.
Tom McDonald is the Director of Social Ventures at Kahumana Community in Waianae. The farm offers transitional housing for 120 homeless families with kids and a day program for people with disabilities. It employs and provides job training for the folks in those programs. And we just talked about where that partial funding comes from, including from some festivals, and one is happening this Saturday. Details are on the hpr2.org website.